And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 4th of April, 2014. It's the birthday of Marguerite Duras, born in a small village in French Indochina, near what is now Saigon, 1914. Her parents had left France to teach in Indochina. Her dad died. She grew up in poverty. When she was a teenager, she became lovers with a wealthy older Chinese man whom she met on a ferry between Sa Dec and Saigon, and she would write about him for the rest of her life in autobiographical works like The Lover, which was an international bestseller in 1984. Marguerite Duras, who said, "You have to be very fond of men, very, very fond. You have to be very fond of them to love them. Otherwise, they're simply unbearable." It was on this day in 1818, Congress decided the flag of the United States would consist of 13 red and white stripes and 20 stars, with a new star to be added for each new state. It's the birthday of Maya Angelou, born Marguerite Ann Johnson, St. Louis, 1928, whose memoir, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, was a big bestseller in 1969, a book that begins, "When I was three and Bailey four, we had arrived in the musty little town wearing tags on our wrists, which instructed to whom it may concern that we were Marguerite and Bailey Johnson, Jr. from Long Beach, en route to Stamps, Arkansas, care of Mrs. Annie Henderson. Our parents had decided to put an end to their calamitous marriage, and father shipped us home to his mother." It was on this day in 1968 Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, standing on the balcony of his room on the second floor of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis at 6:01 in the evening. He'd gone to Memphis to support a strike by black sanitation workers, and the night before he'd given a speech in the Masonic Temple in Memphis in which he said, "I just want to do God's will. I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land." And it's the birthday of the blues great Muddy Waters, born McKinley Morganfield in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, 1915. Taught himself to play harmonica and guitar, played on the south side of Chicago in bars, and in 1950, he made his first recording for Chess Records, a tune called Rolling Stone. Here's a poem for today by Gerald Stern, "Let Me Please Look Into My Window." Let me please look into my window on 103rd Street one more time, without crying, without tearing the satin, without touching the white face, without straightening the tie or crumpling the flower. Let me walk up Broadway, past Zach's, past the Melody Fruit Store, past Stein's Eyes, past the New Moon Inn, past the Olympia. Let me leave quietly by gate 29 and fall asleep as we pull away from the ramp into the tunnel. Let me wake happy. Let me know where I am. Let me lie still as we turn left, as we cross the water, as we leave the light. A poem by Gerald Stern, "Let Me Please Look Into My Window," from This Time, New and Selected Poems, published by W.W. Norton and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.